Hello, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in. Iran, Israel, what's next? Let's talk about it.
Or where they went, they caught 78 known terrorists within the beginning of this year alone.
Hello, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in. You know, we're seeing a lot of things in the news with when it comes to Israel and comes to Iran and how the world is like really on fire. Now, we talked about it yesterday, how Iran attacked one of the consulates of Israel and killed 23 people. And they expected Israel not to do anything. What I find really odd is how they kill Israelis and like the world's like completely silent about it. Like it's okay. They're Jewish. They're supposed to be killed. It's okay to kill them. But as soon as they retaliate and as soon as they come back and say, you know what? Nope, we're not going to do this any longer. Then all of a sudden it becomes a major problem. Why is that? Why is it a problem when they want to defend themselves, when they want to retaliate against the people that's been killing them? This has happened so frequent. And I would imagine that people say, you know what? Israel, they've been there for how many years now? They've been there for all of this time, but they don't want anyone to get in the way of what they're doing. They don't want anyone to stand up to them. They don't want anybody. They're not even wanting anybody to fight at all.
So, Chris, the Israeli war cabinet meeting actually just wrapped up here in Tel Aviv not long ago, and an Israeli official tells me that Israel's response to that Iranian attack may now be imminent. They say the consensus among those key Israeli decision makers inside of the war cabinet is that any response needs to come swiftly after the attack, that Israel cannot afford to wait weeks and weeks before responding, that it needs to be seen to responding to an attack of this scale quickly. This official says a number of diplomatic and military options were considered during that several hours long meeting of the war cabinet. And they say that any response will be coordinated with the Americans. But as you guys have been saying, this is not the answer that President Biden has been looking for. He has been urging Prime Minister Netanyahu to take the win, not to retaliate. But it does appear now that there is a consensus, not just from the Prime Minister, but also from more centrist members of the war cabinet, that an attack of this scale, 350 or so missiles and drones, cannot go unanswered, and that the response will come soon, according to this official.
Okay, so to talk more about this, we're going to bring on my friend Annie Cyrus, and she's like my expert on this. So, Annie, thank you so much for joining us. What do you think is going to end up happening? Because Iran did this huge attack on Israel, and Iran is saying this is a win for them, and Joe Biden is telling Israel to take this as a win for them. So who actually won? Who actually lost? Is anybody winning? Is anybody losing?
Technically, I would say we, American people, lost. Shadow government won. It's not about Iran or Israel, by the way. It's not even Iran. This attack was coordinated and carried out by IRGC, Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps. Were they created by Iran back in 1979? Yes. Are they part of Iran's government? No. They are the Islamic guards. They guard any Islamic revolution in any country. That's why they help support, train, and fund Hamas, Hezbollah, Houthis, any of them. So this was a pre-planned attack planned between Iran and Biden regime, hoping to bait Israel into a military response to where Iran can actually gain all the support he needs to go against Israel and for America to pretend to back Israel, for Iran to be able to call on their terrorist cells here in America to carry out an attack. Because remember, immediately they said, if America get behind Israel, we'll attack America. So that's the short version of this whole thing put together.
Well, do you think Iran is going to do it again? Do you think that we can expect them to send more drones? And I've heard other reports where they were saying that they use all of their drones for this attack. But we have to remember, they've been giving drones to Russia. And, you know, and they've been, I mean, a lot of drones to Russia because of the war between Russia and Ukraine. Are they going to attack again, or do you think this is it?
Well, it depends. As far as their drones, no, they didn't run out of drones. They didn't. But it depends. Will Israel retaliate? If Israel does retaliate, yes, this will be an ongoing situation. So look at it this way, Will. We had the scenario of Hezbollah and Israel, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Then Hamas and Israel, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Then Hamas and Hezbollah versus Israel, back and forth, back and forth. Now, it's a new player added to the scenario, IRGC. So, depending on how Israel responds, if they don't respond at all, based on what the IRGC general put out yesterday, this was it. This was our retaliation. We're done. We're not looking for any more attacks. But if Israel does retaliate, we will go back in again. So it kind of all depends on how Israel does it. That doesn't mean the attacks on Israel are over there, because this was just IRGC coming in. The next one will go back to, again, Hezbollah and Hamas.
Interesting. So now we have Israel saying that they are going to retaliate from the attacks that they received from Iran. What does that look like? I mean, so, you know, and I'm talking to you because you, for me, you are the expert. You know more about Iran's tactics more than anybody that I am aware of. So Israel said that they are going to retaliate. Does this mean that you believe that Iran is already gearing up for full-fledged war with Israel? And then, will China and Russia get involved? Do you think that's a possibility as well?
So, as far as involvement, Russia will definitely get involved. That's for sure. And the reason I say for sure, this isn't about me being an expert on Russia. What I do know is all the behind closed door deals that has been made between Iran and Russia. Iran has been nonstop providing Russia support, military support, when it comes to Russia-Ukraine situation. In return, the deal has been, as soon as Iran gives green light that the actual war has started with Israel, Russia will get involved. And Putin already came out and said it, so it's not like I'm giving out some sort of secret. I'm positive Russia will. As far as China, it depends on the circumstances. If they do need China's help, yes, China has no problem getting involved. I don't think that will be the first step. As far as Israel retaliation, you know, it's a very generic word when you say retaliate. Now, a retaliation could be a bunch of talks. Retaliation could be more Iranian military bases in Syria. Retaliation could be a bomb in the middle of Tehran. So I have always been a big supporter of Israel and Israeli people, as you know, Will. But with the current situation in government of Israel, I highly, and I mean extremely highly, doubt Israel is going to directly retaliate by going inside Iran. My guess is they're probably going to wait a couple of weeks. They might hit another base in Syria or Lebanon, and that will be the end of it. So depend on how they retaliate. Yes, Iran is ready. Iran has been ready. And again, I want to emphasize, this is not about Israel. This is about America. They've been saying it. So again, I'm not making this up. I'm not guessing. I'm not reading between lines. I'm reading their own lines. Every day since October 7th, they've been saying the chance aren't even death to Israel anymore. It's death to America, straight up. They are using this to be able to carry out the attack here in America. I'm not undermining what's happening in Israel for anyone who's going to call me anti-Semite. I'm not. I don't think it was a win. I don't think it was a nothing. I do believe Iran, if Iran wanted to start a real war with Israel, they wouldn't give warnings. They wouldn't
Iranian
say
oil
about
production is
hour and a half until the drones get there. They would have hit. They would have done real damage, probably worse than October 7th, but they didn't. That tells me this is a bait. Again, it all comes down to how Netanyahu responds and when.
Yeah, yeah. It's going to be really interesting in the days to come. I believe what we're seeing is biblical, and so much is happening. And they're getting ready to go into Passover, what, next week in Israel. And I believe that's the reason why a lot of these attacks are taking place. And to actually see this unfold in this manner. And the United States of America, because of Joe Biden, they're not supporting Israel. I mean, look what Joe Biden's done. Joe Biden has fed the beast. Joe Biden has made it possible for Iran to attack Israel in this way. And you're right. They're not only chanting death to Israel, but they're chanting death to America. And they're even here in the United States of America chanting it, right? You and I remember I went to Dearborn, and that was the first time I've met you personally, was in Dearborn. And now in Dearborn, they're chanting death to America as well, death to Israel. But the FBI doesn't show up at their doorstep at these people talking about death to America. What does that actually mean? Does that mean that they're wanting to hold hands with America? Or does that mean they want to destroy America? They want to kill Americans. They want to kill the people in America. Why do you think the FBI hasn't paid them a visit? That I'm aware of, they haven't paid them a visit.
Well, no, they haven't, and they're not going to. But here's the thing. When you allow your enemy to gain momentum, to gain power, to become legislators in your country, I'm referring to Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib and the rest of them. When you allow them to go on and on and on, since you referred to the Michigan thing, if you remember, Will, someone contacted me via phone, literally asking if there's any way to change my mind not to show up because they couldn't guarantee my safety in their town. We ended up doing the event in the parking lot of police department for them to be able to protect us. This was 2017, I believe, or 18. Years later, they kept asking me and you not to go there and not to provoke them. What did you expect to happen? Of course, they're going to come out and say death to America right here in America. They haven't tried to hide their agenda. The thing is, we're not listening. And FBI has been ordered for many years, Obama years, they're not even trained when it comes to jihad. They don't even know what jihad means. They have a stand down orders. We are the bigger threat. Remember, those of us who love America are the threat towards the end goal of destroying America because they want to destroy America. Now they're just publicly chanting it. And no, they're not going to get arrested. No, they're not going to get a visit from FBI or even local police department. But the question is, what are the Michigan people doing about it? Nothing. They don't want to provoke them. They don't want to get bounties on their head. They don't want to be beheaded. They don't want some guy screaming Allahu Akbar coming in, cutting heads off. Fear. Fear is what's causing this problem. America, one of the early phrases I learned when I came here 21 years ago was the land of the free because of the brave. But well, when you lack brave people, it won't be a land of free anymore.
You know what? That's such a powerful statement. So true. So true. Annie, thank you so much for coming on and having the conversation with us.
Yeah, anytime. Well, thank you so much for having me on.
All right. Take care. Okay, thanks. Everybody, we'll be right back. We're going to talk more about this issue that everyone needs to be aware of. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. Many people tell you to buy gold and silver, which is not a bad idea. The only problem is you can't eat gold and silver. What do you think would be one of the most valuable things when the recession hits the bottom? Seeds. More specifically, organic seeds. Just to name a few. Sunflower, carrots, broccoli, cucumber, milkweed, lettuce, tomatoes, jalapeno, and many more. There is nothing like growing your own food and being able to prepare it, cook it, and eat it. Go to uniteamericafirst.com, click on Conservative Shop, click on Living Seed Company. You get 10% off when you use promo code WILL. You have the power to get prepared today.
A voice spoke to me and said, I've got something I want to show you. I was so sure God had talked to me. And I was stunned by what I saw.
A direct fulfillment of this over 2,500-year-old prophecy. The United States will stand with Israel.
Why haven't I ever seen this before?
One-third of humanity will die. What do these beasts symbolize?
The lion, the bear, the leopard.
The combined beast from Revelation 13 represents the end-time government of the Antichrist. Understanding the end time.
And we're back. Thank you so much for being with us, everybody. So let me share something else with you, because, you know, Joe Biden made it possible for Iran to do all these attacks on Israel. And now they're trying to act like it never happened. Listen to this one where Kirby is asked about the oil production in Iran, because they're taking all that money and they're creating all of these weapons to try to destroy Israel. And then he tries to act like, well, he does it like he's confused about it. You be the judge. Watch.
Iranian oil production is now higher than it was 2 years ago. Is there a reason that you aren't taking more steps against Iranian oil exports? And does it have to do with domestic political pressures around gas prices?
I don't have any. As you know, we don't preview sanctions, and I'm not going to start doing that today, except to note what I said in my opening statement, that part of the discussion with the G7 leaders was the possibility of additional sanctions on Iran, unilaterally and hopefully multilaterally, but we'll see where that goes.
And anything on where the oil prices or oil exports are coming from Iran and whether you want to stop that?
Again, I won't get ahead of economic pressure tools that we might be applying in the future. We're working our way through that.
Iranian.
Okay, so, I mean, what are we supposed to think? What are we supposed to think? Is it okay? It's not okay. The only reason why they're attacking right now is because of Joe Biden. They removed the sanctions. That's why they're able to drill all of this and make this happen. This is the reason why Israel is at war right now. Iran was funding Hamas, as everyone is aware of. And now they're trying to act like they're not in it. It's like, how do you do it? You go in, you instigate something, then you stand back and just watch it. I've known people to do that constantly. They instigate stuff, and then sit back and then watch everything else unfold. And then try to act like they didn't have nothing to do with it. Well, let me play this other one for you. This is where Peter Doocy was asking him about the money. And of course, Kirby, again, tries to deflect.
Now that we know that the Iranians do not listen to President Biden's public warnings, is there any regret here about unfreezing billions of dollars for Iranian leaders during the president's administration?
What unfreezing are you talking about?
He unfroze billions of dollars.
For Iranian leaders?
Yeah.
Really? I don't think so.
Okay,
so first of all,
it's for humanitarian purposes. But
I mean, how does he not know this? How does he not know this? He keeps saying the same thing, but you remember Blinken, he was saying anytime they get extra money, they take it and they use it for terrorist acts. This was Blinken constantly doing that. And he's on here saying just the opposite. Aren't they both working for the Biden administration? Both of them are saying completely different things.
Doesn't that?
But you don't believe me.
Well, doesn't that free up money for them to spend on other stuff? Where do you get the money for an unprecedented number of munitions to fire at Israel?
So first of all, I'm betting if they're sitting in Tehran, they're taking it seriously when President Biden says he's going to defend Israel. We put skin in the game, a whole heck of a lot of it, and knocked almost everything out of the sky. So I'm betting they're taking it pretty seriously. And as for this unfreezing, none of those funds set up in an account, by the way, by the previous administration, goes directly to the supreme leader of the IRGC, can only be used for humanitarian purposes, and we're watching that account very, very closely to make sure that that's what happens.
So they're watching that account, but they know the money is there, so they can just sit on that money because they're drilling oil, making all this other money, so they don't need to spend that money. But they're going to watch that account, or we're going to watch that account, because that's the account that's important. That's the one that we need to pay attention to. Really? I mean, make that make sense. Make it make sense. Okay, so remember yesterday, for those of you that were watching, I was talking to my producer, and it came out that it looks like Joe Biden was actually, his administration was actually working with Iran on what targets they need to hit, when they need to do it, and how they need to do it. But now it's like coming out like they didn't know anything about it. Like, you know, and Joe Biden, he went on vacation, then he came back, and they're saying, well, why did he come back? Because Joe Biden never did make a statement. Did Joe Biden ever make a statement? He never did make a statement, did he?
No, not at all.
The only thing that was happening when someone asked him at an event that he was doing, they asked him about Iran. And he just said, don't. That's all he said. So he left vacation, came back, never did a statement. Had President Trump been there, he most definitely would have done a statement. But they didn't do that in this case. Watch this. Listen to Kirby here.
Dan, you understand the reason why the question about advanced knowledge, because the president did come back early, and I think you.
I never said we didn't have an advanced sense of what I said was we didn't get that sense from the Iranians sending us a telegram.
Right, but as Peter asked, I believe we were told not specifics, but that something was going to occur.
No,
I don't.
It's not about being told. I think you all understand. We have lots of tools and vehicles through intelligence and other information methods to glean a picture of what an adversary may or may not do. Now, sometimes it's right. Sometimes it's not 100% right. We had a good sense of what Iran was planning to do, and we achieved that level of situational awareness on our own and working with our Israeli counterparts. The notion, the idea that Iran sent us an email or picked up the phone and told us what they were planning to do is just ludicrous. It didn't happen. I don't know how else to be more clear about it.
Really?
That's not what they're saying.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? I mean, we've known for this administration to constantly lie. We've known this for the longest.
Yeah.
And now we're supposed to believe that they're telling us the truth.
Yeah.
I mean, Reuters, we don't trust either one of them, right?
Reuters actually reported yesterday that the Biden administration was aware of what was going to happen. Turkey told Reuters that Biden knew what was going to happen and told him to contain to do a limited attack or how to do the attack. So, I mean, they are lying. They are, and you know, the reason why Biden is not coming out and saying anything is because he can't say anything right. He is not on Israel's side. He's not on Iran's side, or he's on both sides. He's toting the line, I guess you can say. Right?
Yeah.
He tells Iran don't and they do. He tells Israel don't and they do. What's he going to come out and say that adds any value to anything? He can't assure the American people that anybody's going to listen to him. What's he going to say? I mean, what is he going to say?
Yeah. I mean, he's basically going to come out and lie.
I mean, yeah, no, we do not have any confidence in what he says, because when he says something, that's not what happens. These countries do not respect what Biden has to say. They don't.
Well, mainly because they know that Joe Biden's weak and Joe Biden's not going to do anything that he says he's going to do. And before Iran attacked, he was asked about Iran attacking, and all he said was don't. And then what if they were not communicating with Iran, why are they even asking them this question? Why is that even being brought up? Think about that. Why even bring that up if that's not the case? We know it's the case. Joe Biden's regime has been in communication with Iran all along. They've allowed this to happen. They need this to happen. They've constantly pushed this to happen for the longest. And why is that? Why is that? Because they want the war to take place. As I mentioned multiple times before, if they have this war take place, if they have this war take place, Joe Biden can say that he's a wartime president and this will keep him in power. This will keep him there. This is what they're hoping, right? Because every president throughout the history of this country, what has happened? Every time there's a war that's happening and the president is there, typically the president goes on to being president again. And this is what they're hoping is going to take place for Joe Biden. They've done this countless times. I remember when Bush was in office. Remember Bush W? We went to war before his first term was over. And because we were in war going into the second term, I voted for George Bush. And that was part of the reason. That was a factor. It played in part of it. Right. It was either him or who was it? John Kerry at the time. Remember John Kerry? Or was that the first? Yeah, because Al Gore before that and then John Kerry the next time. I'll never forget it. He was running against John Kerry, but John Kerry didn't win. And he didn't win because I voted for him. Many people voted for Bush because we were at war. And I was like thinking like, well, we don't need to change right now while we're in the middle of a war. And this is what their agenda is right now. Because everything else that they've been throwing at President Trump has failed. Nothing has worked. It's like they're completely out of reach, completely out of touch. So they have to do something. And then on top of that, they've already brought in the terrorists, which I've mentioned multiple times, which you already know. They've already brought the terrorists into the United States of America. So they need the chaos to happen here as well. They need it to be bad. So when the war happens overseas, over the pond, they need chaos happening here, because if we still have order and we don't have civil unrest, that means that we get to have an election to take place in the United States of America and there shouldn't be any communication issues. But if you import the terrorists into the United States of America to have the chaos happening, guess what? They can disrupt the election. They are doing election interference as much as possible. They're not going to let up on it either. They're going to do everything they can to undermine the 2024 election and try to prevent President Trump from returning. You can believe that. You can take that to the bank. We'll be right back.
It's a MyPillow 2.0. And your promo code is Will or
Unite One.
Unite One. Unite One. It could be Will too, you know.
Yeah.
Unite One. Use that promo code. You buy one of the MyPillow 2.0s, you get a second one absolutely free. And they say, well, Mike, how could you improve on the best pillow ever? The technology that this has in it, I didn't have 20 years ago. It's a temperature regulated thread made here in the USA that I had made into the most amazing fabric ever. So you combine height, adjustable height, with temperature, and you get the best sleep in history. Just got even better.
Yes, for the best night's sleep ever, use promo code UNITES1 at MyPillow.com. Promo code UNITES1, the MyPillow 2.0, the Giza sheets, the slippers, and also up to 80% off MyPillow.com using promo code UNITES1.
This statement is not evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any diseases, illnesses, injuries, or other medical conditions. Nothing contained herein should be construed as, nor is it intended to be used in medical diagnosis or treatment, and should not be used in place of the advice of your physician or other qualified health care providers.
With key ingredients supported by over 80 clinical trials, the exclusive formulation of the Bella Grace Elixir is changing lives everywhere. Ingesting collagen peptides alone is not very helpful. This is where most products fall short, and where Bella Grace changes everything. Unlike other products, the Bella Grace Elixir controls the gene switches which activate collagen creation and disables the enzymes that break down the matrix. Bella Grace Elixir contains Verisol, the world's best and most clinically studied form of collagen. These elite collagen peptides influence the skin's collagen metabolism directly from the inside. Nature's most powerful antioxidant. 6,000 times more potent than vitamin C, Astareal Astaxanthin prevents the activation of gene switches that drive inflammation and activates the gene switch responsible for cellular repair and longevity, forming bridges across cell membranes, protecting them from free radical attack. Amazonian cat's claw suppresses the enzymes that degrade collagen and our skin matrix caused by oxidants and inflammation. It simply turns the switch off. The world's most studied collagen, plus activating the genes that make collagen, plus switching off the genes that break down collagen, has resulted in something the world has never experienced. The Bella Grace Elixir. Start your 30-day Bella Grace Challenge today.
And we're back, everybody. Thank you so much for being with us. Let me talk about another issue again, is the southern border. The southern border that we're seeing is absolutely hurting the American people. It's hurting everything. Now, Dr. Phil, he started out with Oprah Winfrey. And I'm wondering what the conversation like with between him and Oprah Winfrey is right now. I'm just kind of curious because he's actually calling out all of the wokeism and he's calling out all of the terrorist possible acts that's going to happen in the United States of America. And Oprah Winfrey, she's completely the opposite of that. She's for it all. He's a rich man, split screening. He's a rich man, not as rich as Oprah Winfrey, but maybe that's the problem, right? Maybe he needs to become rich like her and then he'll go completely woke. I don't think so. Listen to what he's saying about the southern border.
So I met up with a U.S. southern border expert, Jason Jones. He says human trafficking at the border is the largest U.S. intelligence failure since 9/11.
I appreciate you talking to us. You got a handful of wristbands here, and I want to start with just having you tell us what these are.
What Americans need to know is that what I'm holding in my hand here today is America's new slave trade. And I mean that to the very core of who I am. Just as Border Patrol began seeing overwhelming numbers hit our southern border in 21, so did the cartel. So they had to make an adjustment. And what they realized as they were being overrun is, my God, these people can be the gift that keeps giving. We can now go from the smuggling of people into the trafficking of people. So this is debt bondage. In other words, if in the old days, the cartels didn't care where you came from, what country you came from. To cross that river right there was $100 on average. But when we got overrun, they said, we can send them throughout the country and we can keep them indebted to us for years, if not decades to come. So they began collecting what we call their personal identifying information. And once they found out their country of origin, where they came from, their mother's name, their father's, their home, their phone number, and then they figured out where they were going, they got a wristband. At the time when this started, it was $2,500 just for a Mexican citizen to cross, $3,000 for a Central American, $5,000 for a Chinese. And if you were Russian or Middle Eastern, $9,000. Well, these migrants didn't have that money, and they knew it. And they began putting these on them. So now here's where we are today. They cross with these wristbands on them, and then we send them throughout the country. They spread a virus of debt bondage where these people, for years, if not decades, are now indebted to a criminal organization in a foreign country who really should be a terrorist organization. Doc, we have never been here as a nation, and this one, is from a child.
You said it could be as young as a 10-month-old child.
I've seen it on a 10-day-old child.
A 10-day-old child?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so if the people that make it across don't pay that indebtedness, for the next year, 10 years, or whatever, then their family's going to pay for it, okay? So they're controlling getting this child across the river, and they know the family roots of this child. And what do they do with that information? They hold them hostage.
That's exactly right. Not only are they indebted on our side in the United States, but yet their family in the country where they came from can be held accountable. This is a tectonic shift in their normal operation.
So what are they doing to pay this off?
How many of them have skill sets? Many of them don't. So now this is where many of the women are going to go into commercial sex. This is where many of the men are going to become burglars, robbers, drug dealers, all to pay these organizations in a foreign country. But the problem here is this isn't the story that's being told to the American people. Most of the media comes down here with the best intentions. They see migrants, they stick a microphone in their face, and America believes that what we're dealing with down here is an immigration issue. And that's not wrong. That is one part of this. But when you look at this in the totality, the trafficking of men, women, and children, people from China coming across who then work with the cartels and long-haul smugglers globally, today we are seeing a synergy within the criminal underworld, Doc, we have never seen. It is now in 2024 all about public safety because the problem set is here and it is among us.
The estimates are since the new administration, and I'm not political at all, I'm just trying to put a marker down time-wise, that 6 million people have come across the border. I've also heard that it's closer to 15 and up million people have come across the border. Where do you put that number?
10.5 million under the last administration. That's not a perception, that's not a feeling. Anybody watching right now can go to the U.S. Customs and Border Protection, look at the data on the website, and it'll show you. And then you add 2 million known gotaways to that.
And how many of them have come in under this kind of bondage?
We don't know.
You know what? I actually have some of those. I actually have some of those badges when I've been down to the southern border grabbing and down there reporting on it. I actually have some, and they use them to tag people like cattle, and it is another form of slavery. And guess who's doing the slavery? Guess who's pushing it? The Democrat Party. Once again, the common denominator in all of this is the Democrat Party. There's over 400,000 children missing as of today. And not a single Democrat is concerned about it. None of them are concerned about it. Not a single one. It's like they're completely fine with it. Oh, children are missing. Okay, don't even pay attention to that. Mayorkas should be impeached. And in that Senate, he was impeached in the House, but in the Senate, Chuck Schumer is trying to table it.
Yeah, he's saying
but
he
it's
won't
a constitutional
it
duty. If they're impeaching the House, it's a constitutional duty in the Senate for them to take it up. Well, they don't want to take it up in the Senate, even though they have control of the Senate, meaning that they can go ahead and go through the trial and say that he's not guilty and he will still have his job. But they don't want to do that because then information will come out that they don't want people to know.
I mean, do you think the truth will ever come out? I mean, I pray Trump comes in well. But will he be able to expose this? And just think of all the families and everybody that's just been displaced, that's been put in harm's way because of this. Could we ever get it back right? Because it's been so disastrous, not only for here in America, for these young people, but he even said for the people back home. And why? And you know, a lot of these people, they don't even give the choice to do it. They threaten them. They take the children. They do all these things, and there's nothing these people can do about it.
Nope. And the scary thing is, some of these people, they sell their children.
And that's true, too.
Some of them sell their children for nothing. I mean, absolutely nothing.
Probably promises. They get
promises.
Promises
and I mean, nothing. There's not a single dollar amount on the planet that I can even think of that I would sell my child.
Do you think that they think that as long as they get to America, it'll be better for them?
Some of them do think that.
Yeah.
Some
I'm
of them
sure.
do think that, but they don't realize that they're selling their child into slave trade. What a horrible thing to do. It's horrible. We'll be right back.
A voice spoke to me and said, I've got something I want to show you. I was so sure God had talked to me. And I was stunned by what I saw.
A direct fulfillment of this over 2,500-year-old prophecy. The United States will stand with Israel.
Why haven't I ever seen this before?
One-third of humanity will die. What do these beasts symbolize?
The lion, the bear, the leopard.
The combined beast from Revelation 13 represents the end-time government of the Antichrist. Understanding the end time.
Many people tell you to buy gold and silver, which is not a bad idea. The only problem is you can't eat gold and silver. What do you think would be one of the most valuable things when the recession hits the bottom? Seeds. More specifically, organic seeds. Just to name a few. Sunflower, carrots, broccoli, cucumber, milkweed, lettuce, tomatoes, jalapeno, and many more. There is nothing like growing your own food and being able to prepare it, cook it, and eat it. Go to uniteamericafirst.com, click on Conservative Shop, click on Living Seed Company. You get 10% off when you use promo code WILL. You have the power to get prepared today.
Exclusively for you, we have the Adventures Canvas Hat. It's heavy-duty cotton canvas with a wide brim and natural fraying for a unique look. This hat is perfect for the beach or hiking. Also, check out our custom-made polyester satin scarves. Exclusive patterns, handcrafted in Minnesota. And for the men, premium American Bison Buffalo leather wallet. Single-fold wallet, three pockets for cards and cash. Go to uniteamericafirst.com and select the merch tab to shop.
So look at this. This is in New York City where these illegal immigrants are demanding better conditions. So they come into the country illegally. And now that they're here illegally, they're demanding that the government, the local state government, the federal government, whichever it is, they're demanding better conditions for them. When we have Americans here, why didn't they demand better conditions in the country that they were in? That's what I don't understand. Here's another one. Look at this. These people are out here demanding that they get better results, better lifestyle, better housing conditions. I'm pretty sure they want better health care too. They probably want better, you know, they want more on their debt, on their EBT cards that they're getting, the credit cards that they have, or I guess their debit cards. For them to have a spending allowance. They want more. They need more. They're demanding more. And you better give it to them, right? Why this is happening as well. This was I think this was in California, right? This was in California.
No, that's New York.
This is California.
Yep.
Where they're storming the beach. So we are being invaded. They're storming the beach with this invasion. Look at this. Look at this.
A motorboat speeds ashore at North Carlsbad City Beach around 11 Saturday morning. CBP says at least 15 to 20 migrants jumped out of the boat, with videos showing most of them escaping in a waiting SUV that sped away.
So it's all coordinated. How was it? I mean, really, the SUV is there waiting on them? I mean, really? And they're jumping in there and they're taking off? It's an invasion. No one knows what they're bringing into the country either.
We need border security for the safety of our residents, and we need it now.
This video, along with previous smuggling operations, prompted the mayors of Carlsbad, San Marcos, Vista, and the deputy mayor of Oceanside to team up for this press conference, calling for the state and federal governments to secure the border.
Chaos at the border, the fact that many of these crossers know there will be no consequences here, encourages this, and it makes our cities less safe.
But my real concern is human trafficking. What are they bringing in with them? What drugs, weapons, and who's on the terror watch list that's coming in via boat?
So my question is, are these people actually paying attention? Are they paying attention, Shannon? Now, you notice they didn't put, a lot of times when they have the mayor or they show any public officials, they show their party affiliation. Is there a reason why you think that they're not showing their party affiliation here? Do you think?
I have no idea. I mean,
we're talking about California. So it's more likely they're Democrats. More than likely. Not all cases,
but
you know,
there are some cities along the coast that are Republican. Like, I think it's Huntington
Beach.
Yeah,
there are
very Republican.
There are a few.
I mean, I don't understand how people aren't putting this solely on Biden. However, Newsom says he's a sanctuary city. Or sanctuary state. So how do you argue, right? Newsom's not going to do anything. He's not going to support any cities doing anything. He's going to say, let him in. Well, let him. He might be coordinating with them. I have no idea.
This should be alarming, right? If this was happening in Texas and Governor Abbott saw this, he would find that location and plug it up.
You know, they
used
to say,
he would plug that hole up. And then the federal government would come down on him saying, how dare you plug this hole with these illegal immigrants coming into Texas.
Yeah.
How dare you do that?
They used to say that that route that that boat is taking is not a safe route. And so you usually do not see illegal immigration coming that way. But it is growing. It's coming from everywhere now. We got it coming
everywhere.
From Canada. We have it coming from the shoreline down in Florida. Now we have the shoreline in California. Who's stopping it? There's nobody there to stop them. Nobody there to stop them.
No one is there to stop
them. And they know they're doing the wrong thing because they're literally running to the SUV. Some of them didn't even get a jump in it before it starts driving away. Right?
You got to get the next one, bro. We got to go.
Get the next caravan. Probably because they know that people are getting mad. People are getting enraged. Who knows when somebody's going to take it into their own hands, right?
Right.
But like you said, when is enough enough? When is it enough enough? When are the people going to say that's enough?
You know,
is it going to be in November?
I was thinking that enough was enough this last election in 22, because we had the border crisis is not new. We've had this border crisis ever since, you know, President Trump was in office. The Democrats wanted open borders. They were screaming about it, saying it was racist to have a border wall. It was racist for President Trump to stop all the terrorists from coming into the country. All of this illegal immigration that we're seeing today. They were saying President Trump was racist for stopping it. And they're doing just the opposite of what President Trump is doing. And I was thinking going into 22, that the American people, I said, this has have to be enough. It was already bad. This is nothing new. It was already bad in 22. But now it's extremely bad. And is it going to be enough? Is it going to be enough for the people that vote Democrat, vote on a Democrat ticket? Is it going to be enough for them to make the change? Is it going to be enough for them to stop voting for the Democrats? I don't know. I would like to say that it is, and I can show you video after video after video of white liberals, black liberals that used to be liberal that's saying that they're supporting President Trump today. But is it going to be enough? We know some of the things, some of the tricks that they're going to do that they have up their sleeve, talking about the Democrats. They did it in 2020. They did it in 22. If we think that they're not going to do it in 24, then we haven't been paying attention. They're going to go all out. This is like the last, and they keep saying that, well, if President Trump wins this election, it's going to be the last election for this country. Really? Really? If anything, the Democrats are trying to destroy what we call democracy, utilizing democracy. Not only do they want to destroy democracy, they want to destroy our constitutional republic. They want to make it an actual communist nation. This is what the Democrats are doing. And they're not even hiding it any longer. And it's so bad right now. You have Joe Biden refusing to get on the debate stage with President Trump. Refusing. And so what do the Democrats do? I mentioned this yesterday. They want to tie President Trump up so much that he can't even go to his own son's graduation. So, you know, if they're saying, nope, you can't go to your son's graduation, they're going to do everything they can to prevent President Trump from going onto the debate stage with Joe Biden, because Joe Biden can't last 15 minutes unless they hop him up on some drugs. But even then, President Trump will still run circles around him. Listen to this, because I was kind of surprised that they did this in the press corps, asking Karine Jean-Pierre about President Trump and Joe Biden getting on the debate stage together. Watch this.
In 2020, do you think that the American electorate was helped by seeing Donald Trump and Joe Biden on the same stage at the same time?
Now I know where this is going.
At a presidential debate. Was that helpful, do you think, in terms of people making that decision?
You know, that's a question for the American people. I can't speak to that from here. I can't. And 2020 was a different time. It was a different time.
And looking ahead to this upcoming election cycle, do you think it would be helpful to see these two candidates who are in a rematch?
So slick. So slick.
Competing against each other at a presidential
debate. As the president would say, you can't kid a kidder. What I will say is that is a question for the campaign. They will gladly, I'm sure, gladly take that question.
But she's quick to talk about a TV show that has gay people, and she's quick to talk about transgender. She's quick to talk about all of that. She's really quick. She's happy to address those issues. She has no issues at all talking about it. She'd be happy to talk about those. But when it comes to talking about Joe Biden, all she had to do is say, of course, Joe Biden wants to get on the debate stage because Joe Biden's strong. Remember, just the other day, she was saying that it's hard for them to keep up with Joe Biden. She just said that. All she had to do is so she can say that it's hard for her to keep up with Joe Biden, but now she can't say that Joe Biden can get on the debate stage. Make that make sense. All right, let me tell you about the Pamper with Grace. PamperWithGrace.com. PamperWithGrace.com. This is something that I've been taking myself personally, and it is really awesome. It's actually helped me out tremendously. PamperWithGrace.com. This elixir has really, really helped me. Now, originally when I took it, I'm going to tell my producer this all the time. I said, because they said it helped with your skin. But I've had, you know, my hands been dry for years and years and years and years. So it's going to take some time for it to come back. But you know what I really noticed is my hair. For me, my hair started growing back. And I thought I was going to have to cut all my hair off. And I got a full head of hair with dreadlocks. But then I started taking this and I wasn't even expecting it. And it started growing back. But for my producer, she has the biggest response out of all of this. As a woman that's going through things. When you get older.
Going through things. Okay. Yeah, I mean, you know,
Let me say natural. Yeah, natural things. Women go through natural things. Yeah. Men go through natural things, too.
Yeah.
But for her, this absolutely turned everything around for
you. Yeah, it absolutely has stopped my hot flashes, which is a total blessing, to be honest with you. In fact, I think one reason why it helped my hot flashes stop is because it balances your hormones, right? The astaxanthin really helps balance your hormones. And so I can't live without it. I mean, you know, you and I have even said we fight over the packages now, you know, it's like we both want it. We both want to take it. And you know what, Will? We know other people are having really positive results as well. You know, a lot of people have you know, that bought the first pack are now coming back and doing a subscription. And that's because it's helping people with immunity. Mm-hmm. It's building up their immunity. It's helping them recover from surgery and other ailments. You know, it helps with eye health. It helps with
heart health. It helps with brain health. And so it's done so much for so many people. And we ask people to just give it a try. Do the 30-day challenge. We do say subscribe and save because you save money.
You actually right? do.
And not only that, but if you get the 30-day package and you're not happy with it, well, you can do a 30-day money-back guarantee. You can get your money back, right? And I'm quite sure, I don't know anybody that, well, there's a couple people, you know, sometimes people are different, but for the most part, people see significant changes within the first month. And so go ahead, subscribe and save. You can always cancel it in the future, and you can always get your money back within the first 30 days.
I was pleasantly surprised.
That's how confident they are in this product.
I was pleasantly surprised how well it worked for
and
me.
And we actually have a doctor from Pamper with Grace with us tomorrow. To talk about this amazing product.
Awesome. So hopefully tomorrow we will be back on Lindell One. Not sure what happened, but still glad to be here. And it's really an honor to be here on Lindell TV. So thank you so much for tuning in. So please check it out. PamperWithGrace.com. PamperWithGrace.com. Okay, everybody. That is it for me. It's been a really interesting day. More things are going to happen. More things are coming. That's it, everybody. Take care. My name is Will Johnson. We just talked about it.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and my employees and I want to thank each and every one of you for your support by bringing you the MyPillow that started it all. MyPillow's patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs regardless of your sleep position. Because it works, we've sold over 70 million MyPillows, and now I'm bringing it to you for the lowest price ever. For example, you get my standard MyPillow now only $19.88 with your promo code. Now's the time to get them for your friends, your family, your neighbors, everyone you know. MyPillows make the best gifts ever. In the times we're in, one thing we all need is getting a great night's sleep. So go to MyPillow.com or call that number on your screen now. Use your promo code and you'll get my standard MyPillow for only $19.88. For a more custom fit, my Premium Queen, only $24.98. Or my Premium King, only $29.98. This is a limited time offer, so order now.
Exclusively for you, we have the Adventures Canvas Hat. It's heavy-duty cotton canvas with a wide brim and natural fraying for a unique look. This hat is perfect for the beach or hiking. Also, check out our custom-made polyester satin scarves. Exclusive patterns, handcrafted in Minnesota. And for the men, premium American Bison Buffalo leather wallet. Single-fold wallet, three pockets for cards and cash. Go to UniteAmericaFirst.com and select the merch tab to shop.